Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Well, actually, you guys called me, and then I pushed three because they said if I didn't want to wait on the line to push three, so you're actually calling me.
Okay.
Tomorrow, there's supposed to be an installation of my microwave that's long overdue, not through your fault, and someone separately is supposed to come, and which I shouldn't have paid for. I should have just trashed it myself. The stove, the overhead stove range hood cover, it's under the overhang of the garage ready for someone to pick it up. So that's supposed to happen tomorrow between 12 and 6. So I hope that's what you're confirming, because there is no the voicemail, or because I didn't get a person, said there was going to be a delivery. There is no delivery.
Okay, can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
614-263-1425.
614-263-1425.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay. I can give you any number of numbers because I've gotten endless emails and a text message.
The system is still searching.
At 6:08 tonight, I got a text message saying, see you soon for your upcoming appointments. Get details and track your status. And I have an endless, literally, amount of emails.
Okay.
The sequence is that I made the purchase of my stove and an overhead microwave on January the 11th, or thereabouts. And your company came out, the guys were fabulous, installed my stove, but could not install the overhead microwave because I wasn't asked. And not that that's Best Buy's fault, but I wasn't asked, and I did not have the proper electrical required to put in the microwave. So that part of the deal had to be canceled. It was rescheduled, and my electrician could not make it because we had an ice storm here in Columbus. So it got delayed a second time, and tomorrow is the second time it's been rescheduled, third time the appointment has been set up.
Oh, okay, I understand. And I'm showing that we have you scheduled for first and foremost, I must verify, this order is for Jenny Arnold at 37 East Weisheimer Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. Primary phone, 614-263-1425, with an email of JARNOL, the number 8, at columbus.rr.com. Is this correct?
Absolutely. It's perfect.
All right. Excellent. And I'm showing that you're scheduled for install of the over-the-range microwave with the 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame for tomorrow. And if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and send confirmation to the installation office to let them know that you've confirmed your 12 to 2 time frame for tomorrow.
That's perfect. You say it's 12 to 2 because they told me it's 12 to 6. I will gladly take 12 to 2.
All right, excellent. Let's see here.
It doesn't matter either way, I'm going to be home, but if you've got it 12 to 2, I will love that.
Oh, it's definitely better than having to wait 6 hours for sure. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and then the other thing to check, which is the only reason it's important, is that I paid for it, which is stupid that I paid for it. I wasn't thinking, is separately, I don't know if it's you guys or somebody else, but somebody, I paid to have that range hood cover hauled away so that I didn't have to deal with it with, you know, city rules for trash.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, so it must be set up through Best Buy home delivery or something of that nature, because I don't see it. No,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, well, what I'll do, that's just a separate deal. It's not a big deal. So if they don't come tomorrow, do I just call back to Best Buy? Is that how I get to the bottom of that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, because you're the installation people, not haulers. So, okay.
All righty. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO? Okay. Then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you.
Well,
and
you've been delightful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I do hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.